and I wanted a major in mathematics. The counselors told me mathematics is not a suitable subject for a blind person to engage in. There's no way of writing it. There's no way of reading it. Even if you had it read to you, it would be difficult to find people who are qualified to read it. And so they counseled me to major in psychology. And I majored in psychology. And if you have majored in psychology, and many of people have because they're going into social work or education or related fields, they will have heard of Dr. Abraham Maslow. Abraham Maslow was a professor at Brooklyn College, and I was fortunate indeed to have him as my professor. He ran psychology seminars in his home every week, and we all gathered there to have psychology discussions. It was very interesting having him as a professor. He's a giant in the field of psychology. He's very well known to everybody who has studied psychology. He once told us the difference between an illusion and a hallucination. An illusion is like this. On a foggy, rainy night, you're walking down the street. And at the end of the block, you can see a man standing with his hat pulled over his face and his arm raised in a threatening posture. And when you get closer, you see that it's not a man at all, it's a lamppost. Now that, he said, is an illusion. However, if in the same scenario you see a man at the end of the street with the hat pulled over his face and his arm raised in a threatening posture, and when you get closer, it's not a man, and it's not a lamppost either. That is a hallucination. That's what he told us. So I've remembered that all these years. I don't know what else I learned in psychology. I did go on to Columbia University, and I do have a master's degree in psychology. But mathematics was my first love.